This is the Sapa Murli of the 19th of May 2026. Essence, sweet children, may you be soul conscious. Continue to practice this while walking and moving around, and you will continue to make a great deal of progress. Question, which children's intellects will be able to have accurate remembrance of the father? Answer, the children who have recognized the father accurately. Some children ask how it's possible to remember a point. On the path of devotion, people have been remembering him, considering him to be an eternal infinite light. Now, when you say that he is a point of light, they become confused. This is why there should first of all be the faith that the Father is not an eternal infinite light. Only when you realize that he is an extremely subtle point can you have accurate remembrance. Om Shanti. All of you children are sitting in remembrance. Man Manabhav. In fact, this is not a Sanskrit term. When the father taught you easy Raja Yoga, he didn't use Sanskrit words. This one doesn't even know Sanskrit. The father only explains in Hindi. Although this chariot knows Hindi, Sindhi, and English, the father only explains in Hindi. Whatever religion people belong to, they have their own language. Here, only the Hindi language is used. It is easy to understand this language. This school is wonderful. There is no need for any paper or pencil here. Here, you just have to remember one word. That is, remember the Father. It is difficult for everyone not to remember God, Ishwa, or the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Everyone remembers him, but they don't have any recognition of him. The Father comes and gives the recognition of himself. The Father comes and explains about the long duration of the cycle in the scriptures. This is not a big thing. What would old mothers and those with stone intellects understand? This is very easy. Even small children can understand this. The word Baba is not a new word. When people go to a Shiva temple, it enters their intellect that is Shiva Baba. And that he is incorporeal. All human beings say, Baba. The father of all of our souls is one. All souls of the beings who reside in their bodies remember the father. Those of all religions definitely remember the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He is the father who resides in the supreme region. We are also residents of that place. We now just have to remember the Father. People want to become pure. They even call out, O purifier, come. The new world was pure, and it has now become old. No one would call it new anymore. The people of Bharat know that the deities used to rule in New Bharat. What was there before New Bharat? The Confluence Age. There is an even easier answer than that. Before becoming new, it was an old world. People are not able to understand about the Confluence Age that easily. The period between the old world and the new world is called the Confluence Age. It is to the Father that they say, O purifier, come, come and purify us. We have become impure. No one calls out in the new world. It has now entered your intellects that Bharat was pure. O purifier, come. People have been calling out in this way for a long time. They don't know when this impure world will end. They say that it is written in the scriptures that it will remain impure for another 40,000 years. They are in total darkness. You are now in the light. The Father has now brought you into the light. This world cycle comes to an end after 5,000 years. It is a matter of only yesterday when you used to rule. It truly was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. It was heaven. There cannot be any calamities, etc. in the pure world. Only in the kingdom of Ravan are there calamities. The Father is explaining to you here, and you are listening to him personally with your ears. Who is listening? Souls. You souls are very happy that you have once again found the Father. You received your inheritance from the Father. He now says, remember me. This does not require any reading or writing. When someone comes, he is asked, why have you come here? Some reply that they have come to meet the Mahatma here. Why? What do you want? Tell me, do you want some alms? If he were a sannyasi, he would want a chapati. When people go to meet sannyasis, or if they come across them on their way, those religious people would feel that because they are pure, it would be good to feed them. There isn't even that purity now. This world is completely tamo pradhan, and there is a lot of rubbish in it. People are so distressed. There is no question of being distressed here. The Father says, there is no need to write anything. The points that you write down are for you to imbibe. Doctors too have so many medicines. They are able to remember all of those medicines. A barrister has to keep so many points of law in his intellect. What do you have to remember? Just one thing, and that too is very easy. You say, just remember one Shiv Baba alone. Those people ask, how would Shiv Baba come? No one apart from you knows these things. Where is God? They either say that he is beyond name and form or that he is omnipresent. There is the difference of day and night between these two expressions. There is nothing that is beyond name or form. Then they say that God is in the cats and dogs, etc. The two are completely opposite ideas. The Father gives his own introduction and says, remember me, your Father. Easy Raja Yoga is remembered. Baba says, remove the word yoga. Just remember me. A small child will instantly go and hug his parents when he sees them. Would he first think about who his mother and father are? No, there is no need to think about this. You simply have to remember Shiv Baba. You have been offering flowers to Shiva on the path of devotion. The Somnath temple was so grand. Muhammad Ghaznavi came and looted it later on. The Somnath Temple is very famous in Bharat. First of all, there should be the worship of Shiva. All of this knowledge is now in the intellects of you children. Although you used to worship them, you did not know that all those images are non-living. Shiv Baba must definitely have come in a living form. That is why people celebrate his birthday every year. They also say that Shiva, the Supreme Soul, is incorporeal. A soul knows that he too is incorporeal. You are now becoming soul conscious. It is very easy. He is our Father. He is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness, and the purifier. There is a lot of praise of him. There isn't as much praise of Brahma, Vishnu, or Shankar. People sing praise of only the one. You children now know that Baba has come and is giving us our inheritance. A physical father would provide everything for his children, but he doesn't teach them. Children go to school to study, and then in their age of retirement, they adopt a guru. Nowadays, they even make young children adopt gurus. Here, you children are told to remember Shiv Baba. Everyone has a right. All are my children. There are also some among you who remember me very well. Some ask, Baba, whom should we remember? How can we remember a point? Something big can be remembered. Acha, who is the Supreme Soul whom you have been remembering? They say that he is an eternal, infinite light. However, he is not like that. It is wrong to remember infinite light. There has to be accurate remembrance. But you first have to know him accurately. The Father comes and gives his own introduction. He then also gives you children the information of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world. In detail and in a nutshell. The Father now says, children, if you want to become pure, there is just one solution. Remember me. Only I am called the purifier. Souls have to be made pure. This soul says that he has become impure. I was pure and I have now become impure. All are tamopradan. Everything is at first satopradan and then tamopradan. A soul understands for himself that he has become impure and wants to be purified. There is no one impure in the land of peace. Here all are impure and so they are unhappy. When they were pure, they were happy. Souls say, purify us, so that we can be liberated from sorrow. You understand that it is souls who do everything. A soul becomes a judge or barrister, etc. A soul says, I am a king, I am so and so. I now have to shed this body and take another. This is called being soul conscious. Being soul conscious while in a body. In the kingdom of Ravan, they are body conscious. It is only now that the Father makes you soul conscious. At this time, souls are impure and unhappy, and they therefore call out to the Father, O Baba, come. You know that you have continued to become pure from impure and impure from pure. according to the drama plan. The cycle continues to turn. How you have taken 84 births is now in your intellects. Now don't forget this. Remain Swadash and Chakradhari. You have all of this knowledge in your intellects as you sit, walk, and move around. You understand that you are claiming your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. The Father explains to you children that you only have to remember the one Father. All you need to do is to remember the Father and eat a chapati, that's all. The Father repeatedly tells you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, children, all the stomach needs is a chapati. The stomach doesn't need much. All it needs is 1 ounce of flour, dal and a roti, that's all. A person can feed himself with 10 rupees, or a person can feed himself with 10,000. What do poor people eat? Yet they remain so strong and healthy. When people eat many different things, they fall ill even more. Even doctors advise you to eat one type of food so that you don't fall ill. Therefore, the Father also explains, just eat a chapati. Remain happy with whatever you receive. There is nothing like dal and roti. There mustn't be too much greed either. What do sannyasis do? They leave their homes and families and go away into the jungle. They consider the element of light to be God and remember that and think that they will merge into the Brahm element. However, it is not like that. Souls are immortal. There is no question of souls merging. It is souls who become pure and impure. You have received such good knowledge. You experience the reward and forget this knowledge. You then have to come down the ladder. Your intellects now have all the knowledge of how you experience 84 births. No one's part can come to an end. This drama is predestined and it continues to turn. You cannot ask when or how or where did God create this drama. It just continues all the time. The history and geography of the world repeat. No one understands these things. You know that you have come here according to the drama plan. You are once again claiming your kingdom according to the drama. No one else can understand these things. It is asked, is the drama or is the Father the Almighty Authority? They say that God is the Almighty Authority. They feel that he can do everything. The Father says, I too am bound by the drama. I have to come here to purify the impure. You become happy in the golden age. I go and rest in the supreme region. You climb into my head. You then ride a lion in the golden age. You understand that whatever happens, second by second, is fixed in the drama. You children have very good knowledge. You simply now have to remember the Father and the inheritance, that's all. There is no need for any paper or pencil, etc. Even Brahma Baba is studying, but he doesn't keep anything. You just have to remember the Father, and you will receive your inheritance. It is so easy. By having remembrance, you become ever healthy. This is a matter of imbibing. What would be the benefit of writing it down? All of it is going to be destroyed. However, some write down the points in order to help remember them. When someone has to remember something, he ties a knot. You should also tie a knot for you to remember Shiv Baba and the inheritance. This is very easy. Yoga means remembrance. Some say, Baba, I cannot stay in remembrance. How can I stay in yoga? Oh, but you're able to remember your worldly father while sitting, walking, moving around, and doing everything. You also just have to stay in remembrance. That's all. Then your boat will go across. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Become a spinner of the discus of self-realization and continue to turn the cycle of 84 births around in your intellect. Remember the unlimited father and claim your unlimited inheritance. Become pure. 2. Don't be greedy for anything. Remain happy with whatever you receive. Just eat a chapati and stay in remembrance of the Father. Blessing. May you be constantly victorious by knowing the secrets of everyone's heart and pleasing them. In order to be victorious, know the secrets of each one's heart. By listening to the sounds emerging from everyone's lips, you can know the secrets of his or her heart and become victorious. However, in order to know the secrets of someone's heart, you need introversion. To the extent that you are introverted, you will accordingly be able to know the secrets of their hearts and please them. Those who please others become victorious. Slogan: disinterest is such fertile land that whatever you plant there will definitely be fruitful. Avyak signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. In order for your zeal and enthusiasm to remain constant, whoever comes into relationship with you, whether they are students or companions, let there be the enthusiasm to make everyone content. Whomsoever you see, continue to pick up virtues from them at every moment. By taking the power of everyone's virtues, your enthusiasm will constantly remain. Be one who picks up virtues. See but do not see any defects. Om Shanti.